Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 618. The Prayer of Jesus Against Racism and Hatred. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2017, in the 8th month on the 20th day of the 8th month.
Racism, the color of your face-ism, the put you in your place-ism, the spray you with the mace-ism, the German Shepherd Chase-ism, planet DNA-ism, the freedom make you pace-ism, the economic misappropriate-ism, the locking you away every single day, January, February, March, April, mace-ism, take a beat down if you gay-ism, the female equal work, less pace-ism, unarmed police bullets, blowing you away, sism. The burning cross, KKK, sism. The Texas drag behind the Chevrolet, sism. The military prison, Abu Ghraib, sism. Islamophobic, Asalamalay, sism. Huh. Or take a country and call it USA, sism.
Can you explain to me the definition of hate? You know I could, you can see it in my face. Hatred is a very strong word.
Dear Jesus, earlier this year, in May, I joined an online forum that seems to be forming into a sort of clearinghouse for prophets, or seers, in which to post their testimonies and share stories. One of the brothers who shared said he saw in this spirit a layer of racism and hatred over the United States. Later the Holy Spirit began to show me that you have a prayer against these two spirits. According to Wikipedia.com, racism is discrimination and prejudice towards people based on their race or ethnicity. Today, the use of the term racism does not easily fall under a single definition. According to Merriam-Webster.com, hatred is an extreme dislike or disgust. There are things listed in Scripture which God hates, but the two spirits being mentioned in this letter bring forth both the prejudice and the hatred, not born out of righteousness. These two are pollutants from hell, and are carried into humanity, demonic spirits. Here therefore is the prayer of Jesus against the spirits of racism and hatred. Dear Father in heaven, please hear my prayer against the two evil spirits known as racism and hatred, for it is written that the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 5, the people will be oppressed, every one by another and every one by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 22 through 31. Stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious, for as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. The Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 1 through 14. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another, that shall not be thrown down." Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." The Book of Numbers, chapter 35, verses 20 through 21. If he pushes him out of hatred or, while lying in wait, hurls something at him so that he dies, or in enmity he strikes him with his hand so that he dies, the one who struck him shall surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. The Book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 19. "Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred." The Book of Psalms, chapter 109, verses 1 through 31. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. "Do not keep silent, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds, and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come to him; as he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing as with his garment, so let it enter his body like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him like the garment which covered him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers, and to those who speak evil against my person. But you, O God the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your mercy is good, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens, I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is feeble from lack of fatness. I also have become a reproach to them; when they look at me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Oh, save me according to your mercy, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless; when they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth; yes, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those who condemn him. The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 35, Verses 1 through 15. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it, and say to it, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you; I will stretch out my hand against you, and make you most desolate; I shall lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Because you have had an ancient hatred, and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the power of the sword at the time of their calamity, when their iniquity came to an end, therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will prepare you for blood, and blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood, therefore blood shall pursue you. Thus I will make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it the one who leaves and the one who returns. And I will fill its mountains with the slain, on your hills and in your valleys and in all your ravines those who are slain by the sword shall fall. I will make you perpetually desolate, and your cities shall be uninhabited. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Because you have said, These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess them. Although the Lord is there, therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will do according to your anger and according to the envy which you showed in your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are desolate; they are given to us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me and multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus says the Lord God, The whole earth will rejoice when I make you desolate. As you rejoice because the inheritance of the house of Israel was desolate, so I will do to you. You shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, as well as all of Edom, all of it. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
For God's people to take a stand, I mean brother to brother, black to white, stand up to the
the problem and began to fight. Not against each other, you're wasting time. Yo, I'm referring to a battle of mind. Not through debate or writing on the walls. This kind of action is delaying the cause. An eye for an eye, fight fire with fire. It's our turn to take it one step higher. Gotta live by example, show brotherly love. We're together on earth, we'll be together above. So we're
tearing down the wall.
Come on!
Look, segregation.
Same crew, we're singing one song. If you're in God's army, that makes you my kin. Yo, our common bond is the father of men. Of all attributes that we should possess, love is in the word ahead of all the rest. No negotiation to love a certain nation. All means all, with no discrimination. Boy, we can set a precedent so world can cop. Yo, fellow believer, now's the time to stop racism within our minds. Today is the time for this love to shine. So we're one of his, so you gotta know,
to be Christ-like is the way that you go.
And my brothers and sisters, and one of